We are talking tonight about a very important topic in the world of challah, and that is the following halacha. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Meseches Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that there are certain situations in which a person is not able to separate truma, or if you do separate truma in that manner, it would not be chal as truma. And one of them is Hatorim es She'eno Shelo. If I feel very religious and I see that you have produce there, I'm not allowed to go without your permission and then suddenly just go and separate truma. That's not considered to be okay. What's the mucker for that halacha that I can't separate somebody else's truma? That's a Gemara in Gidin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara darshins the pasuk Kein Tarimu Gam Atem Truma Hashem, that Gam Atem, you have to separate. You separate truma. The Gemara's Atem means, one of the things it means is Atem V'lo HaTori Mesha Eino Shelo. You can only separate truma if the truma belongs to you. Otherwise, you're not allowed to separate truma. I can't randomly or stam go over to someone and separate truma from his property. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim that, you know, if you remember, we pointed out that the Torah calls chala truma. And therefore, there's a lot of halachic overlap between truma to chala. So the Rambam writes in Perek Hei Halacha Yedal Hilchos Bikurim, V'chol she'amarnu b'truma lo yitrom v'yimtarim ein truma kach b'chala. The same way we have these halachas in regards to truma, the same halacha in regards to challah. You can only separate challah if you have, seems like, if you are the owner of the produce. Otherwise, you are not allowed to separate challah. However, the Gemara does tell us in Meseches Kiddushin, Andaf Mem Aleph, the Gemara tells us that you are allowed to appoint a shliach. That the halacha of shlichas, which applies in many areas of halacha, although not all areas of halacha, as an example, the Gemara tells us, you are allowed to appoint a shliach to go be mekadesh a girl on your behalf. You are, however, not allowed, as the Tovah Zvid points out, to appoint a shliach to put on tefillin tomorrow morning instead of you. That does not work. Certain times shlichas works, certain times it doesn't work. If there was an option, I imagine many of us would have heard about it by now. Now, Kriyashma, it really is, by the way, the Zman Kriyashma is a little bit more challenging. For some of us, I can't sleep past, like, I don't even know what. It's embarrassing. But either way, you are allowed to appoint a shliach to separate challah on your behalf. The Gemara in Gidin on Daf Chav Gimel, though, does point out that shliach has to be a Jew. You can't appoint a non-Jew to separate truma or challah on your behalf. The Gemara in Gidin on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So as follows. What we established is like this. Truma can only be separated, and so too challah, if you own the produce. However, you are allowed to appoint a shliach on your behalf. That's what's pretty clear. There are, however, two really intriguing discussions that we're going to speak about. One is based on a Gemara in Bav Metzia and a Gemara in Kiddushin, and a little bit of an interesting Shitas HaRambam. And the other is going to be a little bit of a famous machlokas between the Trumas HaDeshen and the Ktos, about are there other kinds of cases where, given sort of other mechanisms that we're aware of in the world of Torah, that you would be allowed to separate truma or challah even if you are not actually the owner and even if you were never explicitly made a shliach in advance. Are there other situations where you could theoretically separate challah on behalf of somebody else without real shlichas and without being the real owner? So there is a Gemara in Bav Metzia on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Many people, I think, when they first start learning Gemara, learn Perek Eilu Metzias. That was not the minhag in S.A.R. in my day. I don't know about in your day. We started with the fourth Perek of Brachos, and then we learned Perek Arve Pesachim in seventh grade. My Rebbe then was Rabbi Chaim Hagler, now the principal of Noam. And then in eighth grade, we learned the seventh Perek of Brachos. But either way, is he even here? What are you going to do? Yeah, let's say, only for that. Okay, let's focus a little bit. So the Gemara in Bav Metzia tells us the following case. What would happen if I am Yarod Letok Sadechavero? I just go into your field, and I take off Truma Shelo Birshus. And the Gemara seems to say there are certain times where if I take off Truma, just Stam, in your property, that Trumas on Truma, certain times it's considered to be Truma. The Gemara says, what's the case where it's considered to be truma if I stop going to your property? So, Hareisha, ba bal habayis umatzo, the amr lo, let's say the bal habayis saw me taking it off. He saw me taking off the truma. And the bal habayis says, kalcha itzel yafos. He says, you know what, you should have taken off even from better produce for the truma. You should have gone off and taken from the better stuff to separate the challah. So then the halacha is trumas and truma. Trumas and truma. In that case, when I first took it off, I wasn't yet a shliach. I wasn't appointed by him. He didn't tell me I should do it. He only comes on afterwards, and then after I'm taking it off, he says, by the way, you should have even taken from better stuff. That's considered to be truma. Ask the Gemara, the Kasha, wait a minute, how could that be? Even if he did, be'idna detaram, halo havayada, but he didn't know when you separated. And when you separated, it wasn't done with his rishus. When it was separated, it was done with that permission. And Torah Mishnah Shalom is not considered to be truma. It's not considered to be challah. So how is it considered to be okay? So Gemara says, inu kimta. No, the case is where he actually did appoint you as a shliach in advance. He actually appointed you as a shliach in advance. And that's why you can separate truma. It has to be yours or you have to be a shliach. There is no other way to separate truma. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam quotes this din without the qualification that you were made into a shliach. The Rambam quotes this din and never mentions you were appointed a shliach. The Rambam just says, what's the halacha? Says the Rambam, you're separating truma, you're toreim shalobir shus, you go into a guy's field, and then Balabayis v'amar lo, kocha etzel yafos, Balabayis comes and he says, you should have taken from the better stuff. So if better stuff's available, I take what he's saying seriously, and trumas and truma is considered to be good truma. Sha'arei eno mak, but apparently he's good with this. So apparently he was considered to be good. And the Rambam never mentions anything about being appointed as a shliach. It sounds like according to the Rambam, even though in general you have to own the produce or be appointed a shliach, as long as you take it off and the Baal Bayis says, by the way, we're good to go, it's fine, it sounds like that would be considered to be okay. What about the Gemara in Bav Metzia? Question number one. The Gemara in Bav Metzia said it's only if you're appointed a shliach in advance. And more than just the Gemara in Bav Metzia, what about the fact that Lemaisa, you did it without permission. It was not considered to be yours at that particular time. And Tori Mesha Eino Shalo is not okay. Is not okay. So what exactly is going on here? So the Nosekelim Bederakal explained the following. The Kesef Mishnah explains like this. The Radvaz explains like this. The Ktsos quotes this Mahalach and elaborates a little bit, which is as follows. Maybe the Rambam, it's really two steps. Number one, as far as the Gemara in Bav Metzia goes, where the Gemara in Bav Metzia says the only time that you could separate is if you were appointed as a shliach. So the Rambam L'chora holds, if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara there does not mention the need for a shliach. The Gemara there doesn't have to point a shliach. And the Rambam apparently thought that the Gemara in Kiddushin is the real source. And he paskins like the Gemara in Kiddushin over the Gemara in Bav Metzia. That you don't really need to be appointed a shliach. As long as you separate it and the Baal Bayis afterwards acquiesces, that's considered to be good enough. Okay, but why is it considered to be good enough? Why is that considered to be sufficient? So Kesef Mishnah gives two mahalchim as to why it's sufficient. Number one, Aval kushta da'afil lo asa shaliach nami kevan delamitram kai. That you know what? Normally you have to tell the person in advance if I want a person to like be my shliach. But since here, it's really like it's tevel right now. It's a mixture of things. And it's like limitram kai. It's like designated. We know what's going to happen. We know you're going to separate truma. So since we know that's where it's going, our standards for what kind of shlichus it would be, it's good enough if he tells you afterwards. That because it's pretty clear that odds are it's designated for that purpose anyway, so as long as he acquiesces afterwards, that would be considered good enough. Salvechik in the Rishima Shirim in Bav Metzia, so the Rav develops that kind of an idea at much greater length, that there are different kinds of shlichas in different areas of halacha, and there are some areas of halacha where the need is almost, what we need from the shliach is so little, that it's almost like built in, that even if I would tell you afterwards, that would be good enough on some level. It'd be good enough if I would tell you afterwards. That's an enormous chiddush about the way shlichas works. Enormous chiddush about what's taking place here. But a minimum, since the Kesef Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah says as follows. Why, how come in general I have to point to shliach? In general, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says like this. If I want to separate Shuma and Chala, it has to be mine. If it's not mine, I have to appoint the shliach. However, in this particular case, if you would afterwards say, you know what, I'm okay with it, it would actually be okay. Why? Because since it's already basically designated to be separated as truma anyway. since it's already basically going to go in that direction, our standards are weak enough that you could become what's called on some level almost like a shliach limafreya. Like once I appoint you to the Rav Tzitzit in one place, it's like retroactively you're going to become a shliach. That's an enormous chiddush in shlichus. If you have not learned the shlichus thing as yet, you haven't learned the sacrifice of kedushin, just keep that, you know, somewhere and come back to it when you do. It is definitely a surprising shita. However, the more standard view to explain the Rambam shita is as follows. Normally, to separate chuma or challah, you have to be the owner of it. Normally you do. Or you have to be a shliach. But there's another svara here. V'od dehavi mitzvah, begilei das l'mafreya sagi. That since we're talking about a mitzvah, our standards for shlichas somehow change. And since we're talking about a mitzvah, you could be somewhat more laid back. What does that mean? We're talking about a mitzvah, therefore it's okay. So the Radvaz elaborates. Kevan dehevi davar shal mitzvah, v'chazinan hashta denichalei. Since we see afterwards that the guy's okay with it, amrinan me'ikara nami nichalei. We say that it must be he really would have been good already from the outset. That the svara seems to be, at least the way the Ketzo says it out, a svara we saw in the Gemara Masech Kiddushin, that nichle le'inish l'kayim mitzvah b'memone. That sometimes when it comes to fulfillment of mitzvos, we have this like really strong presumption that people are going to be okay with it. So even though that presumption is not strong enough to allow everyone to come along and to separate without permission altogether, it is, however, enough of a reality that when the Baal HaBayis afterwards says he's okay with it, we're going to say, you know what? It must have been he really would have been okay with it the entire time, and now it would all be good. All of these mehalchim are incredibly surprising and require us to say something very difficult, which is some sort of an idea of a limafreya, the fact that a person agrees, we're going to retroactively go back and view it as if he had permission the entire time. There's a reason why the Gemara in Bava Metzia did not want to say this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia didn't want to say this because it's an enormous chiddush to have to say, we're going to go back to Lemafreya, but you do on some level have to suggest that for Rambam. Let's be very clear what we said thus far. If we can talk about what I think is the main point. We spoke about the following thus far. Mish tells in Trumos, and the Gemara Rambam points out, it's true by Challah. Also, you can only separate Trum and Challah if you are the owner of it. You can't be Torah from somewhere in your Shalom. However, the Gemara tells Mesech Kedushin, you can appoint a Shliach to separate it for you. The Rambam has this chiddush that there's one time where you can do it even without being appointed as a shliach. You could do it as long as the guy agrees afterwards. Why would that work if he agrees afterwards? Because somehow in this case, it works limafreya. Somehow there's something about truma, because it's like predestined to be separated, because it's a mitzvah case which you probably wanted anyway, that when you agree afterwards, we make it seem as if limafreya, you agreed the entire time. Okay. Is what it is. There is a little bit of a famous discussion, though, about another kind of a case where you would separate truma without permission. And this is a din, it's a tshuva, the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen writes this tshuva in Simon Kuf Peches. It's quoted halacha lemaisa by the Rama, and it's a fascinating kind of a case. Keep in mind the following interesting thing. The Trumas Hadeshen is in the list of people that, in the Shilas and Tshuvas, wrote his own Shilas. He made them up. The Shagas Aryeh also did, but the Shagas Aryeh Shilas are like, is Birchas HaTorah Doraisa or Dorabanan? So that's not like, oh my gosh, you know? But the Trumas Hadeshen, like, he made up stories. So it's as follows. She'ela. It could be this happened, but you know, in general, he asked his own kinds of questions. Isha Balas Abayas Lashala Misareshala Isa. A woman's at home, and the worker in her house needs some dough. And then the owner of the house, the woman, she walks outside, she wants to go to the store, she wants to hang out with friends, she leaves the house. And the housekeeper, Jewish woman, is home alone with this dough. V'kodim shechazra, and before she comes back, she notices, nischamtza ha'isa kol tzarka. She sees that, like, if anyone's ever baked bread, the bread has begun to ferment already what it needs to be in order to bake. If I don't start baking it right now, it's going to get ruined. So what did she do? She says, I want to separate right now to save the challah from being ruined. So I want to separate challah right now. Shari lemevet hachi olo. Is that mutter or is it aser? Are you allowed to do it without permission if the isa would get ruined by waiting? Are you allowed to do it or not? Comes along the Chumash Hadeshen, and it's an enormous chiddush, a very, very famous chiddush for the non-challah part of it. But alas, we are learning challah, so it's famous for the challah part. Says the Chumash Hadeshen, Yire dishapir dami lemea bet hachi. The woman is allowed to separate the challah, even though it's not hers, even though she was never appointed a shliach, and even, for Rambam, even if no one would tell her afterwards, it's considered to be okay. She's allowed to separate challah. How come? Isn't it Torem she'eno shalo? Isn't it not considered to be okay? So he has the following chiddush. It's a very, very well-known chiddush. The Gemara tells in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Yud Aleph, it's a Gemara as well, on Daf Membeis, I believe, in Maseches Kiddushin, there's a halacha called Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. What's the halacha of Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav? If I want to receive a gift on your behalf, so I can acquire that gift on your behalf and you become the owner, even though you don't know about it at all, when I pick it up, you become the owner. That's the halacha of Zachin la'adam. Some people do that sometimes. If you can't bring a certain gift on Shabbos, let's say it's a gift that you couldn't bring on Shabbos for whatever reason, I'm not going to do that right now. So sometimes you'll acquire it on behalf of the person in advance of Shabbos. Zach adam shalom fanav. How does that halacha work? Why can I acquire an item on behalf of somebody else without their knowledge? Why is that considered to be okay? So that's a major machlokas ha rishonim. The shita of Rashi and Tosfos is, it works as shlichas. That normally a shliach requires me to tell you, you're going to be my shliach, to do this on my behalf. But Rashi and Tosfos and Ksubis on Daf Yud Aleph say that you don't always have to be explicitly appointed. As long as we know that you would want this person to be appointed, it's a din of zachin, we know you want this person to be appointed, so I can appoint you on that behalf. It's ki'ilu I appointed you. It's ki'ilu you become my shliach, even though I was never actually appointed. There's a major machlokas probably between Rashi and Tosfos about exactly how that works. But that's one camp in Rishonim. All of Zachin, if I acquire an item on your behalf, I'm like becoming your shliach. What's the other mahalach? Either Zechiah is shlichas, or Zechiah is not shlichas. That's what the Rishonim call it. Zechiah is lav mitam shlichas. Okay, that's not so helpful. What is Zechiah? Lav mitam shlichas. So Ksos thinks it means that it works through yad, that it's like I become an extension of you on some level. Reb Chaim had a very famous idea. It doesn't work through shlichas, it works through a new din of shlichas, or something along those lines, that we're not going to talk about right now. We're not learning that sugya, whatever it is. Says the Shumash Adeshen, I hold that the din of zachin works, like Rashi and Tosfos, through shlichas. That every time we assume you would want an item, so I like become your shliach, even though I was never appointed, it's a chidush zachin, I can be your shliach because we know that you would want it. And because we know that you would want it, I'm able to receive it on your behalf. Therefore, says the Chumash Hadeshen, the following amazing chiddush. Says Chumash Hadeshen as follows. You know what? That's why this woman is allowed to separate challah. Because if what's going to happen here, the Isa, the dough is going to get ruined, if we continue to not separate the challah and let it continue to ferment, the dough is going to get ruined. So this worker, not separate challah, because midin zachin. But I thought you have to be a shliach to separate. I thought you have to be the shliach of the balabayas to separate. Answer, she is the shliach. But there was never a minoy shlichas. No one ever appointed her to be the shliach. No, but midin zachin, of course the balabayas wants you to separate. Of course the balabayas wants you to separate. So because the balabayas wants you to separate, I become the shliach of the balabayas. Memela, I am allowed to separate. So says the Chumash Hadeshen, that halacha is quoted by the Rama. The Rama writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, sorry, in Yeredeya, Simon Shin Chav Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ein mafrishin challah b'lo rishus bal ha'isa. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't separate challah without permission from the bal ha'isa. But says the Rama, quoting Chumash Hadeshen, Mihu im yadinan dischusu lebal ha'isa, if we knew that it was in the best interest of the bal ha'isa for me to come along and to separate, Kigoin Shahisa Isa miskalkalas, the dough is gonna get ruined. Mutter lit the chalash below Vershuso. Tizachin la Adam Shalom Bifanav. That's the din of Zachin. So writes the Chumash Hadeshen. That's a very, very famous Chumash Hadeshen. Clarity on that thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
What if the owner wants it, but it won't go bad?
There's a lot of zachen questions here that we're not going to talk about. One zachen question would be, what if the owner comes back and he's like, I didn't want this? So then, you ready for this, Shaila? Then, does it get undone? And if it does get undone, does the owner now separate again with a bracha? Like, how confident are we that it was really undone? That's one Shaila. That's a broader zachen question. The Oneg Yontif has a very long tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud about what happens if the Baal HaBayis comes back and it's like, lo nichal, I don't want this. Like, what are you doing? When can you protest a zachen or not? Those are sugyas in Maseches Gittin. I'm not talking about that right now, but that would be one kind of a question. And what if we knew that there were other kinds of cases? That's part of it. The Taz, I think, has a ha'ara. The Taz says, I think the Tshuva Sadeshin only says his case when it's really going to be ruined in the dough. Why? Because that's the case he's talking about. Says the Taz, but maybe that was the shaila he was asked. Says the Taz, no. So Sadeshin made up his own shailas. So he made up his own shaila. Mistama, it was dafka, if the Issa was going to get ruined, that he would say his din. That's probably the way it goes. It's not like it happened to be the shaila. It's what he wrote. So says the Taz. He writes like this. Nearly as daiti, the Baal Tshuva Sadeshin atzmo, lo samach al zelahatir, belo chashas kilkul ha'isa. That must be the case, because that was it. V'chein b'she'ela, sesider sham b'Tshuva Sadeshin, lo hisker el b'lo, v'yadua hu darkos l'Tshuva Sadeshin, shu atzmo sider ha'she'elos. He made no things. It must be it's dafka. It's the only case where it really worked. Answer your kind of question. Comes along the Ketzos, and the Ketzos is not happy. I mean, it could be he was very happy because he was learning and it was very, very nice. But the Ketzos was not happy with the Tshuva Sadeshin. Then the Ketzos, it's in Reish Mem Gimel Sifkatan Ches. Reish Mem Gimel Ches. The Ketzos comes along and the Ketzos has two very, very compelling ha'aras. Two compelling ha'aras. One is a Zachin ha'ara and the other is a Chala ha'ara. The Zachin ha'ara is a very, very intriguing one that the Ketzos is convinced is the case. He says, number one, the Gemara only says, Zachin li'adam shalo befanav, that I can receive something on your behalf, that I can allow you to gain something as the result of Zachin. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin's example, what's the din of Zachin? Getting Nachala in Eretz Yisrael for you. Or the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph, allowing the kid, a Ger Katan, to convert, we're giving him something through Zachin. Zachin allows you to acquire something. Says the Ketzos, the Tshuva Sadeshin taught me an enormous chiddush, which is we don't just say Zachin li Adam, we also say Zachin mei Adam. What's Zachin mei Adam? We are taking something away from the bailus of the Baal HaBayis. Right now it's owned by the Baal HaBayis. I'm taking that item and I'm going to be giving it to a Kohen or taking it at minimum out of their property, one of the Matnas Kahuna. And I'm taking it out, that's considered to be Zachin Mei Adam. Says the Ketzos, who says that we ever have this halacha, of Zachin Mei Adam? I don't know if that's ever so. So, L'chorah, I'll speak very, very briefly. It probably does relate to the way that Zachin Adam Sol B'Fanav works. If it really does work as Shlichas and Shlichas on its own, so then presumably you would say, why be mechalak between them? Zachin le'adam and Zachin me'adam. If you understand that it works with either it's like a gezeiros hakasav of a new kind of Shlichas or things like that, you definitely maybe more likely to say something along the lines of like, ein l'chabo el chidusho, we're going to limit it, dafka to the case of the gezeiros hakasav, which are more about where you're receiving something. Or, just to Ketzos would point out, isn't it odd that we never find in Chazal but all the examples of Zachin, cases where it's taken away, something along those lines? That's the Zachin sugya, which is very, very important. However, comes along the Ketzos, and he says something else. From Hilchos Chala perspective, this is not called a Zchus at all. There's no Zchus here. Why is there no Zchus here? For the following reason. What could the housekeeper do in that case? Just bake the Chala. Just bake the Chala right now. Oh, but I didn't separate Chala yet. So luck is as follows. The Mishnah says in Chala, you're not allowed to separate challah while it's still flour. That's too early to separate challah. However, there is a mitzvah to separate it while it's dough. But if you're unable to separate it while it's dough, let's say a person forgets, and suddenly they realize, oh my gosh, I didn't separate challah. So there are ways of separating challah even after it's baked. Now, on Shabbos, it gets very tricky. I remember I had a good friend first Shabbos think that they were married and they were spending Shabbos in the Heights together. She beit challah in advance of Shabbos. They realized like 3 minutes before the meal she forgot to be mafresh challah on Shabbos. Now he's a chashuv guy now, but at the time I probably didn't even like I wanted to do what he's going to do. So I had to find out exactly what you do to maneuver that. Bezer Hashem, maybe we'll speak about that. Hafreshes Challah on Shabbos, that we'll try to speak about at some point in time. But you can separate it afterwards. So says the Ketos, why is it even a zchus? Why is it even a zchus? Lichora, what you see is a machlokas between the Chumash Hadeshen and the Ketos about the following question. They aren't just arguing about zachen me adam or zachen li adam. They may be arguing about, is it considered to be a zchus to have the challah separated while it is still dough? The Ketzos says, lo hevanti while it's zchus. To achar shetafen, nami tuchel hafresh, you can separate afterwards. V'yafagav di mitzvaso be'isa, even though it's a mitzvah to do with the isa, kol deles lebaabayim, shas lisa, tuchel hafresh achar afiyah, you can do it afterwards. Why is that considered to be a zchus? Why is that considered to be a zchus? I'll speak very briefly right now. If you're with me, great. If not, it's all good. L'chor, there's two ways to understand what they're arguing about right now. Is it a zchus or not to separate while it's still dough? It's possible it's a broader question about the hagdara of what's called a zchus, what's not called a zchus. That seems to be a shaila in a lot of rishonim of what's called a zchus, what's not called a zchus. Maybe the Chumash Hadeshen is just more, you know, quick on the, it's called a zchus, l'inyan zachen, and others, you know, hold not. There are examples like this. Let's say the woman's married to a guy, and the guy is like deformed in a very, very terrible way, and the Gemara assumes no one would want to be married to that guy. So would we invoke, maybe it's Talmud Yerushalmi, it's Yosef Tebach, according to Tosfos, not according to Tosfos, Yosef Tebach, relevant to that, about whether or not there's a, is there considered to be a din of Zachin, is there considered to be a din of Zachin, you know, for a woman on that, you know, in that kind of a case. When do we say, like, she'd rather be married, when do we say, the objective is chus, there's machloks about what's considered to be as chus. But maybe they're arguing about something which is more focused on our sugya in particular, which is, how do we relate to the din that challah ideally should be separated when it's dough? It seems to be a mitzvah. Is that called as chus or is that not called as chus? The Ketzos is pretty laid back about it. The Ketzos says, if you're not going to be separating it, who cares? If you're available, do the mitzvah. If not, you'll come afterwards and you'll still be able to have that kind of a tikkun. You'll still be able to fix it afterwards. If you look in the Chumash Hadeshen, the Hadeshen seems to be much more into the fact that, like, no, it's an objective schus to separate the challah while it's still dough. Which means that we may have, at least, different mahalchim about an intriguing question, which is, when is the proper time to separate challah? When it's flour? For sure not. When it's dough is great. What about after it's baked? You certainly can. But do we view that, to what extent would that maybe, perhaps, we'll have to see the sugya, is that considered to be like a very significant bidieved? Like really you shouldn't? The real schus, the real presumption would be, people want it done when it's really dough? Or rather, would it not be? Or rather, would you say, it's not the biggest deal in the world, it's a mitzvah, you're not around, not the biggest deal in the world, you should totally, totally be able to be okay. So let me, see time, let's give time for, no. We saw the following tonight. We saw the following tonight. We saw, number one, there is a halacha that to separate truma. So last time we spoke about the woman's role in separating truma, the ikker mitzvah on her, which is shliach of the husband. But this time we saw that the halacha is that you can't separate truma on something which does not belong to you. However, the Gemara tells us, you could appoint a shliach to separate on your behalf. That much everybody agrees to. You have to separate truma chal only if it belongs to you, but you could be appointed a shliach on your behalf. Number two, there's an interesting shita of Rambam. The Rambam happens to maintain that even if you weren't appointed as a shliach, if the Baal HaBayis sees you doing it and says, yeah, I'm all good with this, that then it would work, l'mafreya, ki'ilu you were appointed in advance. Ki'ilu you were appointed in advance. Maybe it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's easier to do it. And then we saw a very famous machlokes between the Ketzos and the Chumash Hadeshen, if you were not appointed, but the dough is going to be ruined if you don't separate challah, do we say the din of zachen may adam shelo befanav, and therefore I'm allowed to separate challah on your behalf and give it to a kohen for the challah? It's a zchus. Chumash Hadeshen says yes, you're allowed to. The Ketzos says no, I'm not sure it is a zchus. Let them separate challah later. And even if it were a zchus, I'm not sure that we say zachen may adam shelo befanav. Maybe zachen only works to allow you to acquire an item. It does not allow you to get rid of an item from somebody's property. And in that sense, it's, again, a little bit of an important subject. Could be that the next, I think the next